Well, this month, Naked Oceans is all about marine protected areas, and I've got some news on a new project that lets people explore the national parks and protected areas of the world from the comfort of their homes. Well, at the click of a mouse, the Protected Planet website lets you hop from Yellowstone National Park to the Serengeti to Annapurna and thousands of beautiful and biodiverse corners of the globe in other little-known protected areas, both on land and in the sea. Well, I've been having a play with it, and I have to say, it's a bit like Google Earth meets TripAdvisor pimped for protected areas. The interactive site brings together all sorts of information from databases like the Global Biodiversity Information Facility and the World Database on Protected Areas, and then it mixes in together perhaps other more familiar stuff like Wikipedia and Flickr. And people who've been to these protected areas can upload photos, write travel tips, and recommend interesting spots to visit. And each entry really gives a flavour of what the protected area looks like and what you might find if you were to go there, as well as information about how big it is and when it was set up and so on. And it seems really to be aimed both at the wannabe ecotourists who can experience the world through their computer screens, as well as explorers searching for their next destination. And generally the idea is to raise awareness about some of the lesser known protected spots that could potentially benefit from well-managed tourism, bringing in more visitors and, most importantly, more tourist dollars. Well, it's also been touted as a serious conservation tool for government scientists and NGOs who want to download the latest information about protected areas. They even reckon that visitors can play an important research role by logging on and reporting which species they've seen when they've been to these different places. Well, I typed in the word marine and I came up with 1,146 results, including enticing looking spots like the Ulunakoro Marine Reserve in Fiji, the Nguna Pele Marine Reserve in Vanuatu, and the Guayhanas National Marine Conservation Area in Canada, which you might remember we talked about a couple of months ago here on Naked Oceans. And I have to say, it definitely got me dreaming about wonderful faraway places.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like the sort of website I could easily spend a whole afternoon whiling away the time dreaming of far-flung places. But I suppose in some ways you have to be really careful with encouraging tourism in places like this, because they can potentially cause a bit of a problem. I mean, from my own personal experience, when I visited the Great Barrier Reef just off Cairns, because everyone goes from Cairns on the tourist boats, most of the coral, it's all dead. It's all been just sort of kicked by people waving their fins around in a slightly careless manner, and people going, oh, I'll just take a little bit of this coral home. So I suppose as long as it encourages ecotourism and the growth of that industry in a sustainable, well-managed way, then it's a fantastic thing to get people interested in these places. Because I think it was the great David Attenborough that said, we cannot value what we do not know. So if we don't know about these places, then we're not going to be enthused about conserving them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I kind of get the feeling that this kind of project, the Protected Planet Project, is the sort of place where if places do start getting trampled and damaged, that's where we can go and kind of complain about it and tell other people. So hopefully this will drive forward really sustainable tourism in those little known places. Well, you can find out more about our news stories and find a link to the Protected Planet Project on our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans.
From seagrass to sunfish, dugongs to diatoms, this is Naked Oceans.